tests, and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Starkey is on for his second inning of work on a relief for Muscadet, and he'll be facing Brad Schlemm, Nick Werner, and Bo Podner here in the inning. And this is actually Hunter Hardiman. I wasn't sure where Hunter came into the lineup at. He has played the field, but he is batting in the spot that was occupied by Schlemm. So he'll lead it off here. Takes a look at a ball. Left-handed batter batting in the ninth inning. 1-0 Wyota. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count even at 1-1. And if you're just joining us, a fire here in Muscadet. We're not sure of any of the details, but you saw Richland Center unit come in as well. Hardiman goes around. And Nick Werner do next. And here is strike three from Starkey, and there is one away. Starkey gets his first strikeout. That'll bring up Nick Werner now. Werner today has grounded out, struck out, and grounded out in that order. Big left-handed batter against Tyson Starkey in the ninth inning. Here's the pitch, taken for a strike. 1-1 the count. Muscadet will have 5, 6, and 7 batters up in the ninth. Will be at least a run down. Trying to rally for the hometown fans today. This one is upstairs. Here's the next pitch from Starkey. That is taken for a strike. He's got two on the batter now. Here comes the next pitch. Swing and a miss. They got him, and there are two outs. Starkey has struck out the first two batters that he has faced here in the inning. And that'll bring up Bo Podner. Bo making his way in, right-handed batter against Starkey. Today he has lined out, grounded out, and singled. Here's one upstairs for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Game that has featured good pitching and defense today. This one down low for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. And I have not marked down an error for either team today, so it's been well played. Starkey back to work. The pitch is a little low and outside. Three balls and no strikes to Wyota's number 9 batter. He'll move up in the batter's box a little bit. 3-0 offering is taken for a strike. 3-1. Starkey set to work. The 3-1 offering is taken for a strike 2. Full count now. Wind blowing across the diamond. Here's the pitch. That one is high. He walked in. Podner will be on at first base. First walk given up by Starkey. Get a breeze. Lots of smoke blowing across this diamond, which doesn't make it any easier on a warm day to try and breathe. Goble will be the batter. Here's the pitch. That one is low and outside, one ball and no strikes. Goble, tough out. He has He is 2-for-4, got a couple of stolen bases. He's been kind of a nuisance on the base paths for Muscadet. This one fouled off and out of play. Count goes to 1-1. Stepping back in is the batter. Runner Podner remains at first. Get the lead. Now the throw over to forehand. Flap tag, but the runner is back in time. Starkey trying to get the Mudcats back to the dugout so they can try to get the rally caps on. Here's the pitch down low. Good block by the catcher. 2-1. Muscadet also has switched the lineup around a little bit. Ethan Scheckler doing the catching for the second inning in a row as Josh Cartwright moved out to third. Here's the pitch. That one is upstairs. 3-1 from Starkey here in the ninth inning. Runner leads again. Hitters count. 3-1 is going to be lifted in the air to right field. Coming over the right fielder, Meister. He's coming on and makes a running grab for out number 3. And that will do it in the inning for Wyota. No runs, no hits, no errors, and they strand one. We go to the bottom of the ninth. It's now do or die for the Muscadet Mudcats, trailing 1-0 to Wyota in hometown of baseball from WRCO Sports.
Get ready for sunshine, golf, and giving back. It's the 9th annual Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing hosted by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Join the fun Thursday, July 17th at Viroqua Hills Golf Course as part of their 60th anniversary celebration of Christian care, compassion, and community. Whether swinging for birdies or just enjoying the day, this outing supports local seniors with every stroke. Prizes, refreshments, and good company await. Register now at development@schmidtwoodlandhills.com or call 608-647-8931. Let's swing into summer for a great cause with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Cool down and power up with the July red hot buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Get the perfect air high velocity fan to beat the summer heat and the 50-foot pocket hose silver bullet 2.0 for your garden. Plus save on grills. Get free assembly and delivery with purchase over $3.99 and stack up on name brand tools and insect control. From indoors to outdoors, Walsh's Ace has it all. And as always, we appreciate your business.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
In the bottom of the ninth inning for Muscadet, Josh Cartwright will lead it off, followed by Tyson Starkey and Logan Olson against Gage Banfield, the third pitcher of the day for Wyota. 1-0. Wyota has led since the fifth inning today. Cartwright standing in. Muscadet needs a run to keep it going here today. Banfield from the windup. There's the pitch. Swing and a piece of it. Foul tip. Strike one. 0-1 to the hitter. We'll have some other home talent scores later today as those become available. 0-1 from Banfield. Here comes the kick and the pitch. Curveball is taken for a strike. Strike two. Josh stepping back out. Back in. Banfield with a pitch. And the batter went around the appeal. They said he went. And that is strike three on the batter. Cartwright is gone. The first strikeout for Banfield today. And the batter will be Tyson Starkey. Banfield ready to work. One away. Wyota two outs away from a 1-0 victory. Here's the pitch ripped in the air. Left field in there for a base hit. Outfield was playing deep. It's going to be scooped up there and brought back in. So Starkey with his second hit of the day. And there is the tying run aboard for Muscadet in the bottom of the ninth inning. That will bring up Logan Olson. Logan looking for his first hit today. He has popped out, flown out, and grounded out. Good size lead for Starkey over here at first base. Banfield to the belt. Here's the pitch. That one is upstairs. One ball and no strikes to the hitter here in Muscadet. Wyota leading at 1-0, bottom of 9. Banfield glances at the runner. And here's the pitch, runner going. It is a ball, throw to second base into center field. And here goes Starkey all the way to third base. And he's going to be there standing as the throw comes on. So there is the tying run for Muscadet over at third base. Two balls and no strikes on Logan Olson. Now with only one away, anything hit to the outfield could score that sack fly run to tie it up. Everybody back into position now. Catcher getting set to get back in place. And here is Olson. Stands to be a hero here for Muscadet. To the belt. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Three balls and no strikes to the hitter. Layton due next here for the Mudcats in the bottom of the ninth inning. Olson back and ready. Banfield is set. Here's the pitch on 3-0. It is a strike. 3-1 now to the batter. Starkey with a big lead at third base. 3-1. Let's see what Logan does here. Will he go to swinging on a 3-1? Banfield ready to go. There is the pitch. Down low. He walked him, and there are two aboard. So there is a potential winning run at first base. Casey Layton making his way this way. Grabs a bat and stands in. 1-0 Wyota. We're in the bottom of the ninth inning. And Muscadet with an uprising, a runner at third, a runner at first. Banfield set to go, and now checks the runner. Nobody was holding the runner on, but now they will. Banfield works. They are playing for a possible bunt here. Layton squaring. There's the pitch, runner going. It's a ball. There'll be no throw, and stolen base for Olson. So there you go. The winning run is at second base. Tying run at third base. Here in the inning. Layton with a couple of swings and stands in. One ball and no strikes here to the hitter. Base hit could end it right now. Banfield with the pitch ripped in the air. Center field. Center fielder going over. He won't get it. Muscadet's going to win it. Layton going to second base. He's there with a double, and Muscadet wins it on a walk-off. 2-1, the score. Casey Layton, the hero here, as Muscadet walks off Wyota in the bottom of the ninth inning. How about that? First two runs of the ballgame score on the game's final play for Muscadet, and they win it today. 2-1, the final. Stay with us. The Hometown of Baseball postgame show is coming up next. Here on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company, located in the heart of Southwest Wisconsin, has been in the auction business since 1961, specializing in farm and equipment auctions throughout the Midwest. Also, personal property, construction, and industrial auctions and equipment appraisals. Real estate listings for residential property, farms, and land, too. Call 739-4404 or visit the web at wilkinsonauctions.com. Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company, with offices in Muscadet and Spring Green.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
Welcome back to Muscadet here as we get a walk-off victory to call today for the Muscadet Mudcats, and it's time for the post-game show. 2-1, the final score. The Mudcats get the victory here today. Led on the mound today, we got to give kudos to the pitchers, Alex Meister, and then Tyson Starkey came in to close it. He gets the win. Ben Conway started and worked the first seven innings for Wyota. And then Max Amont came on for a couple of batters. Gage Banfield on the mound at the end of the ball game. 2-1, the walk-off win. How about Casey Layton coming up to the booth here this afternoon? How does it feel to get a win today?
You know, it feels good. We've been hunting for that first win, you know, a couple of weeks. And, you know, finally you get it here. It's big. And coming down the stretch, a lot of games. We got to win, make playoffs. And put a lineup here. And we feel good, I think.
You were having trouble getting runners on or putting anything together, but you got an out in the ninth inning, and you know, you're thinking at that point, boy, it's a struggle. Looks a long way to get even one run across to tie it, but you got that second run aboard. Did that give you some confidence standing in there?
Yeah, definitely. You know, got a guy, Logan, to second, and I'm seeing it good right now. I just put a bat on the ball and dove in two to win it, so feels good.
I know this team has had potential. You've been in a lot of games this year, haven't you?
Oh, my gosh. Like, every game we've been in there, you know, like Arena, we lost 2-0. Belleville lost 8-7. So, you know, we've been in there every game and finally get a win. Feels good.
Hot day out there today. You're probably glad just to get it done, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm just ready to go home, send AC.
No doubt about it. Well, you're looking ahead. You know, you had Alex on the mound today. You know, if you can get some pitching, you know, the next few weeks are going to be pretty crucial for Muscadet, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. Friday's game against Verona. It's going to be a game that we really want, and we're going to see how this weekend goes. I guess 2 games this weekend, so
awesome. And you get a chance to play some more baseball here. You know, you're an old man now, you know. That's what you've been out of school 2 years?
Three years,
yeah. Oh. But it's gotta be fun to still play for the hometown, isn't it?
Yeah. I love playing Muscadet, like I said before, and I love playing with all these guys. It means a lot playing with these guys, and it's coming every Sunday. I'm thankful.
Great. Well, we're glad to see you get the base hit today and a walk off. We haven't had to call one of those for a while, so that was good. We'll let you get to the AC and celebrate this one a little bit.
Good, thank you.
You bet. Casey Layton, nice job coming up on the postgame show. Mudcats get the win here by a score of 2-1. Casey with the hit in the ninth inning to get the victory. He has, that was his first hit of the day. Gets two RBIs. He had walked earlier, 1-for-3. Other hitting leaders, Josh Cartwright and Tyson Starkey, both had two hits. Hits today for Alex Meister, Matthew Cartwright, Mason Atkins. And also, again, the win going to Tyson Starkey, who came on in relief of Alex Meister, who struck out 3, gave up 7 hits, and walked 2 through his 7 innings of work. Starkey strikes out 2 and walks 1 and does not give up a hit in his relief stint. On the other side for Wyota today, top of the order, Braylon Goble has 2 hits in 5 appearances, 2-for-3 with a walk for Cade Janicki. Their leading hitters. Conway going a total of 7 innings, striking out 6, giving up 6, and walking 1. Also, Amont going in to pitch to a couple of batters before being shaken up and left the game after a strikeout. And then Banfield comes on and suffers the loss after working the last 2 batters in the 8th inning and then giving up the runs in the 9th inning. So, with the win, Muscadet now 2-5, and for Wyota, they fall to 3-4. Thank you for joining us today for our ball game, also sponsored by Chitwood Electric, Julie's Tax Service, Walsh's Ace, Richfield Electric, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Jones Chevrolet Buick, along with Meister Log and Lumber, Muscadet Mini Mart, Cardinal Glass CG, Arneson Service and Repair, Scott Industries, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Brouhaha Roasters, and Meister Cheese. In fact, Scott was in the booth with us a little bit earlier today. Also on the post-game show, look at the Filney Flip Phone Scoreboard, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless, and it looks like the Brewers in action today. And as mentioned, trying to get a sweep in that series. They lead 2-0 in the bottom of the seventh inning. We have a scheduled game coming up on Thursday in Arena. A little more about that this week. And then next week, a big showdown for Arena and Dodgeville. Arena suffering its first loss of the Sunday season yesterday against Argyle, so they'll be looking to bounce back this coming weekend. For the Muscadet Mudcats, they're on to Verona on the 4th of July. Time of the game today, it goes 2 hours and 10 minutes, and again in front of a sold-out crowd at Muscadet's Pickering Park. The game engineered by Tim Fee, Mr. Fabulous. This is Phil Neese saying have a great day. Thanks for joining us for Home Talent Baseball. The Muscadet Mudcats get the win 2-1 over visiting Wyota here on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
It's summer baseball on WRCO. We're proud to bring you coverage of talented local athletes. Today's game is made possible by our generous sponsors, Chitwood Electric, Julie's Tax Service, Walsh's Ace, Richland Electric, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Jones Chevrolet, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Muscadet Mini Mart, Cardinal Glass CG, Arneson Service and Repair, Scott Industries, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Brouhaha Roasters, Meister Cheese, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Schmidt Woodland Hills, BL Signs, The People's Community Bank, House on the Rock Attraction Resort, Wilkinson Auction Company, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Turbos, Julie Karen State Farm, Pratt's, and Dunkin' Donuts.
And this just in from the National Weather Service, there is a severe thunderstorm warning for south-central Vernon County until 3:45. At 3:15, a severe thunderstorm was located 8 miles southeast of Viroqua, moving northeast at 15 miles per hour. Hazards in this storm is quarter-size hail. This severe thunderstorm will remain over mainly rural areas of south-central Vernon County, including the following locations: Reedstown, Kickapoo Center, Sugar Grove, Ross, Viola, Liberty, and Folsom. Once again, there's a severe thunderstorm warning, in effect, until 3:45 for South Central Vernon County.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Jane has 150,000 miles on her truck. And she's proud of that. Jane's secret, AutoZone, where friendly AutoZoners help her find the right parts. Jane's brother, Josh, only cares that his car starts and goes. But when it doesn't, he also goes to AutoZone, where friendly AutoZoners help with free services. No hassles, just help. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby is celebrating its 8th anniversary. Come in and shop the $8 home decor selection. Get a 5-piece dining room for $488 or a sofa chase for only $688. And all Flex Steel stationery sets are $800 off. Don't miss the anniversary sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Financing available. Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and Westby is celebrating its 8th anniversary. Come in and shop the $8 home decor selection. Get a 5-piece dining room for $488 or a sofa chase for only $688. And all Flex Steel stationery sets are $800 off. Don't miss the anniversary sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Financing available.
Celebrate with color and save big now through July 5th at Bailey Paint and Decorating's 4th of July sale for great paint and so-so jokes. Why did the painter bring a ladder to the store? Because they were going to take their color scheme to the next level. Located in downtown Richland Center, Bailey's is your trusted Benjamin Moore dealer, offering a full line of paints, stains, and accessories. Whether you're giving your deck a facelift or creating a bold indoor look, their expert team is ready to help. Don't miss out. The sale ends July 5th. Bailey Paint and Decorating, where color meets inspiration.
inspiration.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, jenni@mwt.net.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Need it, but don't need to own it? Rent it at McFarland's in Sauk City. Everything to help make your party or project a success. Tables, tents, tablecloths, treat machines, and more. Rug cleaners, floor sanders, tile cutters, and chainsaws. McFarland's is your one-stop project center for DIY home renovators. It's all here under one roof. McFarland's, your complete and replete, I repeat, rental center. One block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
The Boscobel Firemen invite you to the July 4th celebration. The 4th kicks off with a firecracker run. Registration is at 7:30. The run starts at 8 a.m. Don't miss the giant street parade. Registration at the fire station from 10 to noon, and the parade steps off at 1 p.m. Enjoy burgers, brats, pulled pork, and more. Bounce houses at Cronsage Park from 1:30 to 7. Enjoy music with Country Fried from 3 to 7 and Willie and Hank's Kids Fire Training at the tennis courts from 7 to 9 p.m. The night will conclude with an awesome fireworks display at dusk. No admission charge, but donations would be greatly appreciated and absolutely no carry-ins. Call Kurt for parade pre-registration at 319-6769. The Boscobel Firemen's July 4th celebration this Friday in Boscobel. Don't miss it!
Come visit the Akey School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
And right now our time is 3:27, and thanks for everyone that tuned into Home Talent League Baseball. Muscadet beat Wyota 2-1 in the ninth inning, a walk-off win, so congratulations to Muscadet. But the big story that we are receiving now is there is a severe thunderstorm warning, and that's for South Central Vernon County, and that's until 3:45 this evening. That's because at 3:15, a severe thunderstorm was located 8 miles southeast of Viroqua, moving northeast at 15 miles per hour. Hazards from the storm include quarter-size hail. This severe thunderstorm will remain over mainly rural areas of South Central Vernon County, including the following locations: Reedstown, Kickapoo Center, Sugar Grove, Ross, Viola, Liberty, and Folsom. So for your protection, move to an interior room or on the lowest floor of a building, and always be prepared. And once again, there's that severe thunderstorm warning for South Central Vernon County in southwestern Wisconsin. Otherwise, there is a severe thunderstorm watch for the entire WRCO listening area until 9 o'clock this evening. And right now, we are starting to receive some heavy rain here in Richland Center from that storm. Apparently, it looks like from that storm that's going through Vernon County, it's only going 15 miles per hour. So when storms move that slowly, they're more apt to drop heavy rain. So maybe that's what we're getting in this area, but nothing severe here yet. But just for South Central Vernon County until 3:45, that severe thunderstorm warning. And keep it tuned right here to WRCO, and we'll keep you up to date on any more information as it comes in.
100.9 WRCO.
Friday night, all the
about that single life. I gave my mama a reason to pray. Didn't care about trying to change, no. I gave my all to those empty bars. They always left me with a broken heart. Never really ever gave love a thought. Man, as soon as I swore it off, God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get.
Was God Gave Me a Girl at 3:32. I'm Tim Thiet. I'll be here till 6 o'clock, and I'll be maybe longer. We'll see what happens because we do have that severe thunderstorm watch out until 9 o'clock, and right now we do have that severe thunderstorm warning for South Central Vernon County. That's until 3:45 this evening. Or this afternoon, I should say, and that's because at 3:15, a severe thunderstorm was located 8 miles southeast of Viroqua, moving northeast at 15 miles per hour. Areas that could be affected by the storm include Reedstown, Kickapoo Center, Sugar Grove, Ross, Viola, Liberty, and Folsom. So if you're in the path of the storm, you may want to seek shelter, especially if you're outdoors. And main threat from that is the quarter-size hail, so it sounds like a lot of hail from that. And we are getting rain here, as I said, started about 3:27, and since then we've had 3/100 of an inch. I'm looking at the radar, and it looks like that might not be around long, that rain here and stuff, and it might be in the clear. But here's the case. I looked at the radar earlier. I was keeping track during our game, and nothing in our area, and it looked like nothing might be coming until like 5, 6 o'clock. But with this heat and stuff, all these storms pop up, so that's why you should always be alert. That's why we have these watches out. You know, it's a good thing we have them because that way you know there is a chance of them. So be on the lookout. Even though you don't hear a warning yet, be on the lookout because these storms can pop up before you know it. But anyways, I will keep you informed if anything further comes along as far as that goes. And so the last time with the Brewers, they were leading 2-0 in the bottom of the seventh. So that way, in case you're curious about that, and you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. And once again, there is that severe thunderstorm warning for South Central Vernon County until 3:45 this afternoon. Coming up next, we have Ann Wilson with Songs About Whiskey.
Turn the radio Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your lips hold a wild desire and give a kiss like the devil's fire. Your kind of love could burn a town. Oh, touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your touch brings me to my knees. You got me begging, please, please, please. Take my heart and melt it down. Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your wild love, I can't tame. Your kisses burn like flames. I go crazy when you're around. So touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Turn me on and burn me down. Your wild love, I can't tame. Your kisses burn like flames. I go crazy when you're around. So touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Turn me on and burn me down.
That was Marty Stewart with Burn Me Down on Country and Community right here at 3:39. And as I mentioned earlier, there is a severe thunderstorm warning for south central Vernon County in southwestern Wisconsin until 3:45 this afternoon. At 3:15, a severe thunderstorm was located 8 miles southeast of Roqua, moving northeast at 15 miles per hour. Quarter-size hail is one of the main concerns of this storm, and areas that could be affected include Reedstown, Kickapoo Center, Sugar Grove, Ross, Viola, Liberty, and Folsom. So that's till the next 5 minutes that is out for. And I just wanted to pass this along, too. We have a weather statement from the National Weather Service for Richland County area. It says storms with heavy rains, severe possible this afternoon. A line of storms extended from central Wisconsin, west-southwest, into parts of southeast Minnesota and northeast Iowa at mid-afternoon. Heavy rainfall was accompanying some of the storms, with radar estimates upwards of 2 to 3 inches in a few spots. Urban street flooding is occurring where the heavier rain has been realized. In addition, wind gusts up to 35 miles per hour have accompanied the storms, along with pea-sized hail. A few severe storms could be realized, although localized flooding is becoming a primary concern. The storms will persist through the late afternoon with a slow sag southward, but general storm movement east-northeast. This will allow for repeated rounds of heavy rains over the areas, heightening the risk for flooding. So, yes, there has been some heavy rains off to the west, as that mentioned, so be on the lookout for that. But we'll keep you up to date on anything that comes in and let you know what's going on. We do have that severe thunderstorm watch until 9 o'clock. So I will be around here and probably beyond my normal time to make sure everybody stays safe and pass along any of the latest information. And again, there is that severe thunderstorm warning for South Central Vernon County and for the next 3 minutes until 3:45. And that is going on right now. So keep it tuned right here to WRCO, and we'll keep you up to date as any more information comes in.
Back on 67 Mustang to feel the dusty desert air run through her hair, and the colors of the Arizona sunset start to fade and take her cares. She don't care. They'll talk about how she's ashamed and ran away. She don't give a damn what they say. She got a tank of gas to take her. She got a brand new pack of smokes. He might have thought that he would break her. She can't break what's already broke. Split apart, let's piece together. And a map from Grandpa Joe's. She gonna drive into forever just as fast as she can go. That run down Texaco that sets below the highway has been slowing down for years, but it's still here. And on an empty night, the counter light sure made hard for her to disappear or hide her tears. There's no easy way to just start over and forget. Somewhere down the line you try your best. She got a tank of gas to take her. She got a brand new pack of smokes. Thought that he would break her, but you can't break what's already broke. So with a heart that's pieced together and a map from Grandpa Joe, she's gonna dive into forever just as fast as she can go. Talk about how she's ashamed and ran away. She don't give a damn, she's okay. She got a tank of gas to take her. She got a brand new pack of smokes. He probably thought that he would break her. He probably heard that from her folks. But she pieced her heart together, said goodbye to her Grandpa Joe, and then she drove into forever just as fast as she could go. Watch her drive into forever just as fast as she can go.
That was As Fast As She Can Go by Josh Morningstar at 3:46. And the good news is that severe thunderstorm warning for South Central Vernon County has expired. So that's out of the area. So hopefully everybody stayed safe after that storm. And rain is light up here at the WRCO studios as well. We received 0.03 of an inch with that little shower that we got there. And temperatures are now down to 80 degrees. The temperatures have really dropped, and so has the heat index. We did reach 102 today with the heat index. Heat index is down to 86 now. So still kind of warm out there for a few minutes, but it's it's good to see that's down to in the 80s and stuff because it was pretty hot there. But we still have that severe thunderstorm watch out until 9 o'clock this evening. And kind of looking at the radar, it looks like if we do get any more here, at least in the Richland Center area, it won't be until after 5 o'clock. But as I mentioned earlier, with these the way the weather has been, sometimes those pop-up showers and storms can pop up all of a sudden. So we'll keep an eye on that and keep you up to date. But it's good to hear that that warning has expired for Vernon County. And, of course, we may find some more of these storms, not only today, but tomorrow as well. It's supposed to stay humid and stuff, and they're talking about storms. It's not supposed to cool down till probably tomorrow night, feeling less humid. So as long as that humidity is in the air, there's always that potential for strong storms. But be sure to keep tuned to WRCO or tune into WRCO, and we'll keep you up to date on anything that comes in as far as storms go. And we'll keep you up to date so that way everyone can stay safe. The Brewers right now, too, so that you know, are tied with the Rockies at 2 apiece going into the bottom of the ninth. So not good that Colorado made a comeback, but hopefully the Brewers can hold on, maybe score another run in the bottom of the ninth, do a walk-off win, cut into sort of what Muscadet did against Wyota today. That was an exciting game. Pretty much a pitcher's duel, and Wyota was out. I had 1-0 for a few innings, and then all of a sudden, Muscadet came back with the victory. So I'll have Phil will have a wrap during our sports report with more on that. So be sure to keep it tuned right here to WRCO 100.9 FM.
A&W. Try the new Island Cream Freeze for a limited time only. Refreshing starry lemon lime soda meets tropical flavors of passion fruit, orange, and guava, and creamy vanilla soft serve in a cool, sweet treat that's like a summer vacation for your taste buds. And then some.
Taste the tradition at A&W in Boscobel, where Highway 61 meets hometown flavor. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Lone Rock's 4th of July celebration starts Thursday evening, July 3rd, and kicks into high gear on the 4th at Fireman's Park. Ready, set, go! Hit the 5K water run walk early Friday, then dive into the marketplace from 7 until 4, where you'll find homemade goods like Gina's Creations towels and tote bags, fragrant party light candles, and more local treasures. At 11 a.m., the parade begins. Cheers, floats, and community spirit. Keep the energy up at 1 o'clock with a sand wrestling showdown, followed by youth and adult sports and a hometown chicken barbecue. Stick around for tunes as local bands fill the park. Then enjoy a breathtaking fireworks show at dusk, one of the brightest displays in Southwest Wisconsin. That's 2 days of action, treats, music, vendors, and unforgettable summer memories at Fireman's Park, Lone Rock.
Coach Johnson here, and since June 21st was the official start of summer, I'm offering 21% off your first order or first time ordering over 6 months as part of my Summer Slim Down Challenge. This offer is good through the end of June. I'm putting my money where my mouth is because I believe in our program. The program works if you work the program. Reach out today on Facebook to Jamie Johnson or call me at 608-604-7751 and join me in my Summer Slim Down Challenge.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise to make you whole again, a promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecairns.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's here. Beat the heat and the prices with red hot buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Pick up a 32-gallon trash can for just $22.99. Raid or stem insect killers for $5.99 and Milwaukee hand tools for only $19.99. Cool off with the perfect air fan and tame your yard with the 50-foot pocket old silver bullet 2.0. Walsh's Ace, your one-stop summer shop. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Got me rolling 6 days a week, whole lot of work and not much sleep, but I love what I do. Yeah, I know it's what I signed up for, chasing dreams from shore to shore, and even seeing some come true. But now and then I need to stop the spinning of the world, yeah, and I need a little you time, you time, red wine. Your skin, your lips, kissing on me all night. I ain't trying to monopolize your 24/7, 365, but sometimes I need just a little bit of me. And you time, you time, you time. Oh. You're up before the sun can rise, climbing mountains, changing lives. Baby, I love what you do. Smile to every face. You make this world a better place. You light up every room. But girl, now don't you know sometimes I want you to myself with no one else. Yeah, you time, red wine, sipping in the moonlight. Your touch, your skin, your lips, kissing on me all night. You're 24/7, 365, but sometimes I need just a little bit of me. And you time, you time, you time. Yeah, you time, you time, you time. Yeah. Now and then I need to stop the spinning of the world, yeah. I need a little you time, red wine, sipping in the moonlight. Your touch, your skin, your lips, kissing on me all night. I ain't trying to monopolize your 24/7, 365, but sometimes I need just a little bit of me. And you time, you time, you time. I've ever loved another. Never once before did I really see the light. Cause they were barely friends and merely lovers. And it's taken what you've given me to feel like I do tonight. I am moved by the Spirit, and I am healed. You fall down on your knees and reach for the sky above. The kind that your soul just can't never get enough. I found an amen.
your faithful arms I'm leaning. Once I was lost, but now I'm found forevermore. And I am moved by the Spirit. I am here to testify. You fall down on your knees and reach for the sky above. The kind that your soul just can't never get enough. I found an amen, an amen, an amen kind of love. We found an amen kind of love, the kind that makes you fall down on your knees and reach for the sky above.
Do that it don't help. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Yeah, I can forget you, girl, for good. Even though I should, I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. Just in case, just in case. I always take it to the edge, then I back it up. They don't know I got a reason for acting up. I ain't felt a damn thing, baby, after us. Yeah, I'm just hoping you'll come back to us. That's wishful thinking, baby, honestly. But I know you ain't forgotten me. So I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. Leave with someone I could hate.